This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New unemployment claims in Colorado are down for the sixth week in a row. More than 15,000 people filed for unemployment benefits in the state last week. That is down a couple thousand from the previous week. The industries most affected were largely the same as in previous weeks: food service, health care, and retail. More than $95 million was paid out in benefits last week, about five times the amount during the height of the Great Recession. Colorado restaurants are now allowed to open for dine-in service, but at 50% capacity. Governor Polis says places should expand their outdoor seating or use parking lots to accommodate customers. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports it's not that simple.
Denver has received more than 400 applications from bars and restaurants for the city's patio expansion program. And as of Wednesday, just one business has been approved. Part of the logjam is that the city has to inspect the restaurant before it's approved. Bierstadt Lagerhaus in the River North Art District is close to getting its extra space approved. Chris Rippey, the owner, says he's excited to have people back, even with the new health safety rules. But still, he's concerned about whether tables will be filled come Friday. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Residents in Basalt will soon be getting $20 in the mail to spend on local businesses. The town council this week approved the program, which will cost the town about $43,000. The vouchers are good at local businesses, but not at grocery stores. Aspen recently also approved a similar payment for people living there. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.